Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Miriam Ratzon Sheyichyu. Nishmas Maris Esther Basar Pshom Ratzon Hanatun Ratzon Hanatun Ratzon Meir Zeb. It's based on the Torah of Rav Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zitzal. There are many Isuvim that are Tali B'dibor and are done through the tongue. However, the only thing called Lashon Hara is speaking disparagingly about your friend. And the question is, what about Leitzanis? The tongue speaks Leitzanis. That's not Lashon Hara. Of course it is. Bad speech. Nevel Peh is not bad. It's not Lashon Hara. One is Mecharef. One is Megadef. One speaks blasphemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. It's not Lashon Hara. Of course it is. So why do we only call Lashon Hara evil speech, evil tongue, speaking about one's fellow negatively, and not the other Chatoi HaDibor? There's a pasuk b'sheish tzaros yatzilcha v'sheva lo yigav chara b'shot lashon techabe. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mikol tzaros ani matzil eschem avon b'lashon hara tatmein es atzmecha. God will save you from 6 tzaros, from 7 tzaros. No evil is going to touch you, but when it comes to the whip of the tongue, hide yourself. Hashem says, I can save you from everybody, all tzaros. But not from a Baal Lashon Hara. From a Baal Lashon Hara, you got to hide yourself. And so he states in Medrash Yalkut, Seif Remez, Tav Tav Kuflamet Gimel. The explanation is based on the yisod that we see in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Mavis V'chaim V'yad HaLashon. Life and death are in the hand of the tongue. In other words, Lashon, one's tongue, has a greater shlita, a greater power over life and death than other kochos hagufa nefesh, than the other powers of the body and of the soul. The idea is that the source of the koach hadibur is in a person's free choice, because a person has a free choice because he was created both from this world and the next world, shnei yud and vayitzer. From this world, a yud from this world, and a yud from the next world. As Rashi tells us, Nefesh Elokim and El Yoinim, in the middle of that, in the midst of that Olam Katan of Kochos Men HaTachtonim, this godly soul from above, amidst the small world of his powers from below, two yuds. And on this duality of man, the Pasuk says, V'yadam HaNefesh Chaya. And man was a living soul. Unkula says, the Ruach Memala, a speaking being. In other words, this dual chiyus makes a person into a medaber. He has this dual chiyus above and below, and mele he can be a medaber. So because he has kochos min alyonim atachtonim, he has the koch of dibur. The explanation of this is that the Indian of Dibor is revealing to one's fellow, to another. However, the primary power of revelation was given to a person, klape atzma, like the Pasuk says, im levavi asicha, with my heart I will speak. That since a man is a creature that is comprised of various olamos, and the soul of man is broken down and lives in a number of olamos, a number of spiritual worlds, so too, within man himself, there is room for internal relationships between world and world. And every place where there is a relationship, where there is reciprocity, you have the inyan, you have this notion of gilui, of revealing, because you have different worlds, and one world reveals to another world, and that's the soul of man, which again is comprised of this world, olam hazeh, but also the olam haelyonim. It's the other yud, and since we're there living in a world of where we have different worlds, memela we have gilui, one to another. And the power to be megashem the machshava mufshata, power to turn one's abstract thought into words through letters in order to reveal to another, that is the Koach HaDibur. Such that if had man not been a creature that is comprised of various worlds that have an interaction with each other, and there was no room within man for an interplay between the different kochos of himself, then there would be no Koach HaDibur in man. Koach HaDibur in man starts with his internal narrative. And that's what Unculus was mitargem, that man became a Ruach Memalala, a speaking creature, through the fact that he was created min Nishmas Chaim, that's Afram and Adama, that God created man from the dust of the earth, together with, in other words, the physical world, together with the living soul, spiritual worlds. And Memela man has Koach HaDibur. Does that mean that man is comprised of various different kochos? And these kochos reveal, are revelatory one to another, and therefore man also has this koach to reveal his abstract thoughts through speech, deep. And it emerges then that the root of Koach HaDibur, Kolashon Moreno Rabbeinu, v'nimtza she'shorosho shel Koach HaDibur na'utz bazika she'yesh lem lenefesh ha'elokit ulenefesh ha'tiv'it zo lazo. Power of Koach HaDibur is rooted in the connection that the godly soul and the natural soul have to each other. And that same connection is the place of the Koach HaBechira. HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz MiYiras Shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except the fear of heaven. In other words, in establishing the relationship between the godly soul and the natural soul, between the spiritual part of man and the physical part of man, a person is in his own private domain. And that is what we meant when we said that the source of the Koach HaDibur is rooted in the freedom of man to choose. Ben Chorin Hu Adam ביצירת היחסים בין נפשו האלוקית לנפשו הטבעית. וכישרון יצירה זו הוא המוליד את כוח הגילוי שבלשון. Man is a free agent in creating a relationship between his godly soul and his natural soul. He can choose. Am I going to do bad and go with my godly soul? Is my godly soul going to be dominant? Or is my natural animalistic soul, my nefesh habemis, is that what is going to be dominant? And that is, and man is completely free to choose in that realm. And this creative ability is what engenders the Koach HaGilui, the power of revelation, in the Lashon. So again, where do we get Koach HaDibur from? Because we have various worlds within us. We are not just one. Identical, simple being. We are rather comprised of various different worlds, and these worlds interrelate, and therefore there's revelation involved. They reveal to each other, because what is revealed in one world is hidden in another. And such that this power also is what gives us this nature is also what gives us the power of speech, because that's also a revelatory power, that we have abstract thoughts and we turn them into speech. And so too, when we talk about the power of Bechira, Bechira comes from that same place of establishing a relationship and an interaction between one's godly parts and one's more natural, more call it animalistic parts. So the same construct that allows man to be a speaker is what also allows man to be a chooser. Hayachasim ben ha-nefesh ha-elokit le-nefesh ha-tivit. Once we have this relationship between nefesh ha-elokit, nefesh ha-tivit, we choose and we also speak. Incredible. Rosh Hashiva always had a hoichablik, mabatz, meromam, an elevated perspective. Mimotze davar naskil, ki benogea lekoach hadibur, haadam ubar b'chira yoter gadol me'asher begvulam shel sha'ar kochot haguf v'hanefesh. Me'achar, kol atzmo shel koach hadibur eino ele gilui chitzoni lekoach b'chira ha'pnimi. From this we can learn that with regard to the Koach HaDibur, man is a much bigger Baal Bechira than with regard to other powers of body and soul. Because the whole Koach HaDibur is an external expression of his internal Koach HaBechira. We have this Koach HaBechira that's inside of us. What is going to be dominant? The animal soul or the godly soul? And this is expressed in man's speech. So that means the greatest freedom is to be expressed in speech. That's why we have Ramban Bereshis 2:7, who brings the Gemara, and Rava created this golem, sent him to Reb Zeira. He was talking to him, he didn't speak back, and he sent him back to the dust of the earth. You're not a speaker. You have no Bechira. So, what good are you? Ayin Shem Barichus B'divrei HaRamban. Hopefully we'll speak about it in a different shir. So comes the pasuk of Mavis V'chaim B'yad HaLashon Kepashte. In other words, even though B'derech HaLav the Torah says, I give you life and death, choose life. In other words, the decision between the pathway of life and of death is in one's hand. Nevertheless, with respect to the Lashon, there is a special decisive power that is even much greater than the power of a person in other areas. A person is a ben chayr and he's bishus atzma. When it comes to yiras shemayim, that's nogeak to the koach hadibur, that relates to the koach hadibur, a person has a freedom within freedom. And he has a special amount of power, greater than the power he has in other areas of his life. And we were makabel mitoilasim shalishainim, that in order to be saved from a danger that is laying in wait and ambushing him from another person, you need greater merits and more hashgacha pratis than being saved from a sakana from animals. That's the famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, who says that Yosef was saved when he was thrown into the pit. I was saved the snakes and scorpions. So he said, why does the Torah call it saving? And the answer is because he was saved from human beings and he was given over to animals. Animals is much easier, kibiyachol. You need less hashgacha to be saved from human beings. You need more hashgacha because man is endowed with free choice. So you need greater protection against man. But when it comes to man's tongue, which is the highest expression of man's free choice, you need the greatest amount of protection. And therefore the pasuk says that b'shut lashon techave, when someone speaks lashon hara, you better hide yourself. Like the Medrash says, mi ba'al lashon hara ata hatmenes atzmecha. When it comes to a ba'al lashon hara, you have to hide yourself. So you should know that your lashon is a cherev chado. It is a sharp sword that is in one's mouth that can do tremendous harm. Now, a person's kavod is different than his other kinyanim. like mammon, guf, neshama, etc. All the other kinyanim, all of man's other acquisitions, are shayich to him. Torah adam la'atzmo. U'mat zot, kvodo shel ha'adam mishtayech lo dafka b'torah tzura sheba hu mitgalel azulat. The other kochos are yours. Kavod is how you relate to others. Kavod of a person means the place that he has in the hearts of others. Hamakom shutofes b'levavot hazulat. And since we already explained that the makor of the koach hadibur is rooted in the revelation to others that is established and set in one's soul, so it emerges that these two, the feeling of kavod, which relates to others, and the koach hadibur, which relates to others, are two tzadim, are two sides of one coin, which is gilui el azulat, revelation to others. Kulo omer kavod. Maze omer? Omer, diber, you can speak even if no one else is around. Omer, diber is when you speak to someone else. Omer, we have the Asara Ma'amaras, which is not necessarily to someone else, but it is still a gilui, an agilui outside of you. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says. Kulo omer kavod. Kavod says, kavod speaks. Kavod is externally oriented. And that's why the Pasuk puts together omer and kavod. Kavod is to the other. Dibur is to the other. Dibur and kavod, yamiran kavod, go together. And therefore, chatoi hadibur, like leitzanus, nevupeh, v'chadoime, einam ela averot hatzluyot balashon. Shekashem sheishnan averot hatzluyim ba'ayin o ba'ozen, kmoken yeshnan averot hatzluyot balashon. So these averis of leitzanus and nevupeh v'chulei are averis that depend on the tongue. Just like there are averis that depend on the eye, averis that depend on the ear, there are averis that depend on the tongue. When the tongue is using its power to lessen the kavod of other people, it is essentially eating itself. Why? Because koach hadibur and midas kavod are of the same texture. B'nei chada baksa inun, they come from the same place. And therefore, speaking disparagingly of one's friend is not just a sin that depends on the lashon, but rather writing mizalzel b'chvodim shel abrius mitzdaref la lashon shem ator shel ra b'tor shem levai. V'kach hi halashon naset hi halashon lashon hara. Speaking negatively of one's friend is an evil tongue. That is a bad tongue. Why is that a bad tongue? Because it's sort of destroying itself. Because speaking negatively lessens one's kavod. And the other side of the coin of speech is kavod. So by speaking negatively and destroying one's kavod, one is essentially destroying one's tongue, because he's taking away kavod. And again, kavod relates to others, and dibur also relates to others. So by speaking negatively, the tongue isn't just, it's not just doing an avera that's totally in the tongue, but the tongue is doing something that is inherently damaging to the tongue, that makes the tongue ra. Because instead of using the tongue to be marve kavodo, shel azulas, he's using the tongue to be mafchis, to lessen the kavod of the zulas. And when the lashon pogat b'midat kavod, when lashon is pogeh and kavod, as he ochelet et atzma, she eats itself. It's destroying its essence, the essence of the essence of the tongue is to externalize, to relate to others, but to give kavod, because the other side of the coin of speech is kavod. So it's supposed to give positive kavod. When it gives negative kavod, it destroys itself. Chafetz Chaim explains in his Sefer that Das Kol Rishonim, that there's Lashon Hara even in the person's presence. But the Maharal says, no, the Yisr of Lashon Hara is Dafka Shaloi Befanav. If it's Befanav, there's no Yisr Lashon Hara. We discussed that at length in another Shia. That's in the Nesiva Seilam, Siva Lashon, in the 7th Perek. And the Svara is, Dimur Medaber Befanav, if he speaks in his presence, he's mitzayer him by being mafchis from his kavod. And you can be mitzayer somebody in different ways as well. And so the Maharal says that you can also hit it, a person can hit his friend, he can kill his friend. So there are other ways of causing him tzayer when he's present. And therefore, it's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is what's unique to the Lashon. Here the Lashon is just a means to be mitzayer your friend. According to this Maharal, the Iker Geder of the Yisr Lashon Hara is when the whole inyan is lehafchis eskvoit chavera, to lessen one's friend's kavod and no more, not just cause one's friend's tsar. That when he's present, when he causes him tsar with his lashon, so he could also cause him tsar by punching him in the face. So according to the Maharal, the Yisr of Lashon Hara is lessening the kavod of a friend. And if it's shaloi b'fanav, then there's no tzar at all to one's friend, so it's clearly not a means of causing one's friend's tzar. All there is pegiya b'midas hakavod. V'hei meim advarim m'seyem oreinu v'rabbeinu rosh shiva zetzal. Kol atzmo shel Hashem lo shen hore lo onach, ela al pgima shemidat hakavod nefgemet be'etiyo shel koach hadibur. The whole essence of the shem lo shen hore, that we have a shem levai, Lashon Hara, that it's an evil tongue, is because one was poigem b'midas hakavod with one's dibur. Kavod and dibur are two sides of the same coin, as we discussed, as we explained. And when one speaks negatively, one is poigem one's dibur by being poigem the kavod of the other, by blemishing, by impinging on another person's dignity. And midat tova meruba shalashon mishtameshet b'chocha lehosif ולחזק את כבודם של בריאות, בוודאי שאין זה סתם עם מצוות התלויות בדיבור, אלא שהלשון בעצמה מתעלית למדרגה של לשון טובה. And מידה טוב is מרובה, when the tongue uses its power to add on to the covet of others, that is not just a mitzvah that dependent on dibur, but rather the tongue itself is elevated to a madrega of lashon tovah. That's the essence of the tongue. The essence of the tongue is in its relationship to kavod, because they're two sides of the same coin, by being pogam, by impinging on the covet of another, he is destroying his tongue, and by speaking positively and giving covet to another, he is elevating the tongue to the status of a lashon tova. Wow! $10 million is very, very, very much discounted, like a 98% discount for $10 million, much, much more. So, Baruch Hashem, Tov Li Taras Picha Me'alfi Zav V'Chasef. Thank you so much for listening, and we have a lot more Lashon Hara to talk if you get the pun. Okay, thank you, or the figure of speech. So thank you so much for listening, and Baruch Hashem, hopefully we'll have more Shi'urim in this direction. Shalom, Shalom.